Hey, it's the local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Chris Lorton. I am your host. And with me today, I have Lisa Bridgewater. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, just a quick reminder, make sure that you subscribe to us on YouTube. Just search WJBM for full video episodes. And then just hit subscribe and you get notified when, and you won't ever miss an interview, just like this one. And Lisa, you grew up in Carrollton.
Yes, I did.
And graduated.
Yeah, graduated in 1988.
And then on to what? What'd you do after you get out of town, or where'd you
go? No, we lived in my husband and I lived in Brighton for a while. We got married almost right out of high school.
Good for you. Yeah, that doesn't happen very often.
It doesn't. We've been married 36 years now.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks. But he went in the military. We both went to college. We both went to Lindenwood in St. Charles, Missouri. And then he went in the Navy. And he just retired a couple of years ago after 30 years.
Yeah. And what were you doing? What have you been doing? He was in the service. You weren't in the service.
No, I wasn't in the service. I've done a little bit of everything, but mostly a farmer rep for the last 16, 17 years.
Okay. And that's good. Yeah. That's a good job.
Yeah, it is.
Are you still doing it?
I am.
Okay. But you live in?
Jupiter, Florida.
Jupiter, Florida.
Yes.
Which is a great place to live.
Yeah, we 10 minutes away from where the St. Louis Cardinals do spring training. It's great.
I know. We went there a couple years ago. It was really fun. Great place.
It is. It's nice. Yeah. The weather's really nice there.
Yes. Yeah. A little warmer than here.
A little bit.
Yeah. What's the coldest it gets in Florida? Jupiter?
So rarely, maybe like 1 week of the year, it might drop into the 40s or 50s.
Really?
And then it drops, like right now, it's 77 today.
Oh, beautiful.
I know. Okay.
Now, the cool thing about you, Lisa, and your husband is that, you know, you left Carrollton, but you still have family back here.
Yep.
And you still love Carrollton.
We do.
You love Carrollton. You grew up there. You have roots there. And you decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to invest in Carrollton.
That's right.
So tell me about the idea about investing in Carrollton.
Yeah. So it started off, my husband and I, when he was retiring from the military, we wanted to diversify and try something different. We thought we were going to buy a laundromat. So we started looking around Florida for a laundromat, and they're expensive. And then we were worried about if we bought a laundromat, what if they kick you out? And then you've lost all your money. So we decided if we were going to buy a laundromat, we're going to get the building too. And then I was talking to my brother one day, and he's like, we don't have a laundromat in Carrollton anymore. And so the bells went off, and I'm like, we should do it in Carrollton. They need a laundromat. We want to buy a laundromat. Let's open up a laundromat in Carrollton. We love Carrollton. So we decided, you know, this would be good for everybody. I think it would be, the town needs it, and let's try it out.
And this was 2 years ago.
Yeah, so we bought the buildings 2 years ago in Carrollton. And after we bought the buildings, it took us about a year to get it up and going.
You got two buildings side by
side. Actually, three.
Three buildings.
Yeah, we got three buildings right by the Carrollton Bank.
Okay.
And they've been on the square.
And they've been empty for a while?
I think Rural Water was in one, and oh my gosh, I forgot what was in one of the other buildings. But they were used, but they're over 200 years old. So
cool.
They need a lot of TLC, and we're still working on them. But
oh yeah. Do you have some apartments upstairs?
We spent most of our money on the lower levels putting the laundromat in.
Okay. Well, tell me about the laundromat.
Yeah.
What's going on with that? I know it's not just a typical laundromat.
It's not.
Yes.
It started off, we were going to do just a laundromat, but then it grew into much, much more. We want it to be more of a family fun center. So it's not just a laundromat. It's got like five areas. So when you first walk in the door, it's like a little lounge. It feels like a coffee shop, but everything's white with white tables, white chairs, and it has a little bitty walk-up bar in the corner. You can order pizzas, you can get sodas, you can get a beer, you can have a mixed drink. If you walk straight back, you go to the laundromat.
Okay.
If you go to the left, it's got a huge private poker room area. And if you go to the right, it's a huge arcade. And then behind the arcade, we got a private party room. So if you want to have a birthday party, you can have a birthday party, or, you know, a girls' night out party, or, you know, whatever. So we got five separate areas, and they all have a completely different look and feel to them. So If you want to just come in and wash clothes and then you want to go sit up in the lounge, you could do that.
If you have some TVs for sports?
We have TVs all over. And we have sports on all the time. So you want to come up and watch sports, come watch sports.
Yeah. What I like about it is, you know, laundromats in general, you know, laundry is not that much fun.
Nope.
You know, I mean, I just remember back when I was single, I tried going to a laundromat. I wasn't very good at it. I was really, in college, I'd always bring home my mom a gift, you know, of laundry.
Course.
Every time, you know, I'd save up, you know, here you go, Mom.
Yep.
She'd have it all ready for me when I got back. But, and then when I started working, teaching, I tried doing laundry, but then I discovered I could drop my laundry off, you know, and they would do it up really nice for just a little bit. It didn't cost that much. So
We have that service. We have a wash and fold service. And believe it or not, it's not much more to drop off your laundry and have us do it.
I love that.
Yeah. So we have a wash and fold service. And I calculated it up one time. It's maybe, depends on how heavy the clothes are, if you're washing jeans or versus, you know, shirts or whatever. But the wash and fold service is about 15 to 20% more than if you did it yourself. So,
I'd be signing up for that.
I know, right?
But you know,
me too.
But the only thing is, though, it's great if you can go and, you know, I would drive. If I lived even like, which I do, 20 miles away, you know, I could see myself driving, you know, getting all my laundry going, going to the bar, having a beer, watching some sports, getting a pizza, you know, maybe going to play some poker machines, you know, and actually putting that time while those machines are spinning and carrying around, and then meeting people and talking to people.
That's exactly right.
You know, so it'd be a great, I'm sure it's going great, isn't it?
It is going great. And so that's where I tell people all the time, it's not just a laundromat. You don't have to have laundry to come up there and just hang out, because you can. There's a lot of people that just come. They'll go hang out in the poker room, have pizza and some drinks. You have a lot of families that come up that just go to the arcade and hang out in the arcade and have a couple sodas. And then we have people that sometimes we'll have a little event up there, and they just come hang out at the bar area.
Yeah. I would imagine there's a lot of single girls and single guys going to the laundromat, hanging out, you know, doing their life. Yeah, it might be a good place to meet someone.
You never know. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. Now, also, you've tried to create some things, you know, to bring some action to the street or, you know, to the square. And there is a lot of things going on the square.
Carrollton can be fun.
Yeah, Carrollton. And you got an event coming up. Tell me about that.
So we have a few events coming up. And my goal I want to always make it fresh and fun. We try to do at least one big fun thing a month. So February, we've got a couple things. In Carrollton, we have the Carrollton Cupid Crawl. So a few of us coordinated a bunch of businesses. We're going to have passports. And on the 13th, all day on the 13th and the morning of the 14th, we have where you can stop by participating businesses, pick up a passport, and you go around from business to business. Everybody's going to have something fun. We'll probably have, we have a prize wheel and a Plinko game, and we'll have a few other things, which I'm going to keep as a surprise.
Okay.
But, and we're going to have raffles. So we're going to, some of our raffles will have we have a Kate Spade necklace, and earrings, and we have a couple little Kate Spade wallets, pink wallets. And
Kate Spade, huh?
Yeah, we have a few other fun little things that we're going to be raffling off that night. But just, we're going to have every business that's participating is going to have something fun. So you just go around from business to business. I think Carrollton's going to try to start doing something that on a regular basis, just to keep Carrollton fun and keep people coming. But we also have our one-year anniversary coming up.
Yeah.
It's going to be a two-part series, because we opened up in February of last year, but then we didn't open completely up until May. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a two-part anniversary. We're going to have two events. One, February 20th and 21st, and then the first weekend of May, we're going to do the second part of our anniversary.
I see. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Lisa Bridgewater with me, and she recently opened up the Carrollton Laundry in Carrollton. Is that what it's called, Carrollton Laundry?
Well, right now it's called Carrollton Laundry and Lounge. We're kind of thinking about changing the name a little bit because everybody just thinks of us as a laundromat, and we're not just a laundromat. We have everything.
Yeah, kind of, you know.
It's a family fun center.
And a dating hub.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
It could be. I mean, you got Valentine's going on.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, question that I just, you know, a load of laundry, mm-hmm. you know, versus spending $400 or $500. Well, maybe $1,000 for a washer and dryer, you know. What's it cost to do a load of laundry these days?
So our pricing is, we charge, it's $2 a load. So basically a double loader would be $4, a triple loader would be $6, et cetera. So we have different size washers, and it costs $1 to dry. So in the dollar, don't quote me on this, I want to say it's 15 minutes, but our dryers are really dry really fast. Uh-huh. So that's what everybody's like, I didn't realize how fast these, they're so efficient. So, it you know, the prices, we keep our prices really good. Mm-hmm. We try to keep our prices low and fair.
And you always have somebody there, right?
Exactly. We have somebody on staff at all times. So if you have any problems.
And that's just, very uncommon for a laundromat these days.
Exactly.
Know, usually, you know, it's automatic. You put the money in, and if you have an issue, they got a phone number on, you know, you call.
Exactly.
But you have somebody there.
Yes,
which is
and
nice.
We have brand new machines, so they work great. But if there's any issue, we have somebody there at all times that can help you out.
Okay, and you have a little food.
Yep. Right now we just have pizza, but later on we're thinking about adding additional things in because mm-hmm. I know we've had a lot of people request us to start getting different things. So we are thinking about possibly this summer adding some food. Now, we also do things for the community on holidays.
Hey,
and
before we go to that,
what
kind of pizza do you have? Tell me about your pizza.
So it's TJ's Pizza out of St. Louis. They're usually fundraiser pizzas, mm-hmm. and they're really good. It almost has like an Emo's flavor to it.
Okay. Is it like a 14-inch, 12-inch?
I think they're 16-inch.
Oh, that's pretty good size.
Yeah.
16-inch pizza.
Yeah.
And they're just one size?
Yeah, that's the only size we have.
And
yeah.
you have like you, basically they're pre-made as far as the toppings. So
yes.
you pick out one. But
I think
people
we have like 10 or 12 to pick from.
Okay. And people seem to like them.
Oh, they really like them. Yeah, they're really good.
Okay.
For frozen pizza. Yeah.
And then, so you have soda and you have beer.
Yep.
Bottled beer.
We have bottled beer and canned because some people like cans, some people like bottles.
Uh-huh.
And then we have soda. We have like these little juice drinks as well. And we have mixed drinks.
How about this game room?
So,
what's it like? Is it for kids or what? So, I'm talking about the
arcade?
Arcade.
Yeah,
yes.
So we have an arcade. It's got crane machines. We have a Jurassic Park machine. We have car driving machines, motorcycle. A hunting game where you can shoot zombies or deer. And then we have a golf game. We have skee ball. So we try to keep it interesting. I'm trying to every maybe 4 or 5 months add something or change something to keep it fresh.
So do you have to buy that equipment or somebody have put the equipment in for you?
Yeah, we bought it all.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, that's an investment.
It is.
For sure.
Yeah, it is.
But it's nice.
And it's on the opposite side of the poker. So when you first walk in the door, if you go to the right and go down some stairs, is the arcade. And then when you walk in the door, if you go to the left and go down a ramp, is the poker room. So it's great. If you have a family, and I know babysitters are expensive. So if you want to come and wash your clothes or if you want to come hang out in the poker room, you can just give your kids, you know, a couple rolls of quarters. Let them go play arcade and you go do the poker.
Love it. Love it.
Why, it'd be cheaper than having a babysitter.
Yes, it would. And have a lot more fun.
A lot more fun.
Yes. So, are you open? A question. Are you open, like a lot of bars these days, when it comes to holidays, you know, Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, they close up. And there's a lot of people don't have a place to go.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe they still got to do laundry. So,
yeah.
Are you guys closed or open?
We are open. Well, so far, we've been open for every holiday. Even Thanksgiving and Christmas, we were open. And more for the community, because I know there's a lot of people that have nowhere to go. And we got to have our family anyway. So we invite our family. they can come up. We have a huge spread. We have turkey and
right
ham.
There?
Yes. We put tables up and we had turkey, we had ham, all kinds of side dishes. And it was, we made it free for, you know, the people that have nowhere else to go. And so we didn't charge anything. We had it open. Join us. Come. You don't have a family to spend the holidays with? Come spend it with us. You could be our family.
Yeah. So, you know, Carrollton is so fortunate to have you guys, the Bridgewaters. What's your husband's name?
Ken.
Ken. You and Ken, you know, just promoting, investing, and trying to do good in Carrollton. And, I mean, that's really nice. My hat's off to you.
Aw, thanks.
Yes.
Thanks.
That's very nice. I mean, you could be in Florida.
I know. It'd be nice today since it's 5 here and 77 there.
Yes. You mean, so the pricing is good. You got all these have you had a pretty good flow of people coming in?
Yeah, it's busier and busier. I will say it's starting to pick up. I think what it is you just got to come in once. And a lot of people probably think, oh, I don't need to go to the laundromat because I have my own washer and dryer. But once people come in for the first time, they're like, oh, this is not what I thought this was going to be. In fact, the two things we hear the most, people saying, this place is extremely clean. I've never been into a laundromat that is this clean. And then the other thing we hear is we didn't know what this was going to be like. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Because it's not just a laundromat. It's a fun center.
Yeah.
That just so happens to have laundry in the back.
Yeah. You know, and the other thing too is sometimes my wife, you know, she's very particular with her washer and dryer, you know, and some things she won't let me wash, you know, there. Like, no, you're not washing that. You know, and there might be other guys, you know, in the same situation. Okay, honey, I'm taking myself to the Carrollton laundry and lounge and take care of it because there I can do what I want.
Well, that's exactly right. So that's a good point because you'll have people. I brought up, so we have 3 big dogs, and I have one dog that loves dragging all the toys out to the yard. So we have to go gather all the toys out of the yard, and I took them up to the laundromat to wash them. So we have staff on hand all the time. As soon as you leave, they wipe out the washer. So as soon as you're done with that washer, they have to be in there right away, wiping it down, cleaning it up, because we don't want the next person to come in and put their clothes in a dirty washer.
Yeah.
So we wash them out every single time. We see somebody finish with a washer, the staff's over there wiping them down so that the next person doesn't get anything on their clothes.
Now, that doesn't happen at your typical laundromat.
No, it doesn't.
Not at all. Yeah. So that is something to think about.
Yeah.
It's worth the drive.
Yeah.
If you live a few miles away.
Exactly. If you want a super clean washer and dryer when you go to use it, it's Carrollton Laundry and Lounge.
Hey, is there another place like this anywhere in the area?
I don't know. You know, it's so funny. When we open this, when I started posting online on Facebook, because we're on Facebook, and I didn't realize I was relatively new at it, and people were reaching out to me from Missouri, Indiana. Can you start this in our town? So,
uh-oh. Could be a franchise coming.
Yeah, that's so funny. I don't know. I imagine there is. We can't be the first people to have something like this, but...
You know, I have heard of it before, but never seen one, you know, except for yours.
Well,
you know?
I've seen ones where they have a bar with a laundromat. I'm sure there's ones that even have arcade with a laundromat, but I think it's so different because it's got more than those things.
Yes.
It's everything.
And eventually you'll have apartments upstairs.
Eventually we'll have 4 apartments upstairs.
And the nice thing about it, its location is you could go to the laundromat and you could actually walk around town, walk around the square.
Oh my gosh.
And come back.
You can walk right downstairs. We're right next to Brass Door, Soul. We're right next to Carrollton Bank. And then you go across the square. You've got Alfonso's, Pharmacy Plus, Bev's Baskets, Copper Steels and Mash. There's so many great things right there on the square that you can walk to.
Yeah. And You're bringing some new life to the Carrollton Square. I love it. You know, and there is, of course, things going on there all the time. Do they have any empty buildings or everything full?
So there was. We have Market on Main, which is our grocery store in town.
Yes.
And it had a small, but they're in the process of, I believe, they bought one of the bigger buildings on this. So it's going to be a nice big grocery store soon. So we're excited about that.
Yeah. Well, any other things? We want to wrap this interview up. What any other things you want to comment on? Let the people know?
Yeah, I think, you know, just don't think of us just like a laundromat, because we have a little bit of everything. Once you come check it out, you're going to love it, and it's going to be your new hangout place.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks so much for coming in. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll see you soon.
Okay. I'd love it.